Stop shitting your pants, little brother. Ghosts aren't real. And neither is this whole Ouija board, or whatever the stupid thing is called. Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit. Trust me. What? Am I scared to try and summon a demon? Of course not. Why would I be scared? Demons aren't even a real thing. Yeah, I'm sure. The only thing we may be able to summon is the brain that you're clearly missing, little brother. After I prove to you that this board is nothing but just a piece of tree. Okay. Let's put our hands on this weird pointer thing and ask some questions then. Ready? I can't believe we're doing this. This is so stupid. Alright. I'm sorry, whatever. Let's do this. Are there any ghosts around us? Or demons? If so, would you like to talk to us? See, there's no one in here. Wait. Did the pointer just turn to yes? Did you move it? Yeah, sure you didn't. You're trying to scare me, huh? 'Cause if that's the case, it's not happening, little brother. Just saying. Alright. What should I ask now? Do you have a suggestion? Okay. Dear, ghost? Please tell me, are you a demon? Or maybe something else? The pointer is moving again. F. I. R. S. T. First. The fuck is that supposed to mean? No, I'm asking you, because you're moving this thing. Yeah, sure you're not. Like, I believe you. Oh, wait. Demon first is in my first guest? A demon? It moved to yes again. You really like this game, don't you, little bro? I think I'm getting into it too now. Just a little bit. So, can you tell me what kind of demon are you? Okay, you went to yes again. So tell me. Oh. Okay. S. U. C. C. U. B. U. S. Sucky. What? Succubus? What the hell is that, little brother? What do you mean you don't know? So you're just making random shit up? Oh, come on. You're still gonna act like it's an actual demon talking to us? Do you hear that, Mr. Demon? My brother is actually trying to convince me that you're real and you're, like, talking to us and shit. Oh. And by the way, are you a male demon? Or a female demon? F. E. M. A. L. E. Okay, cool. And what's your name? L. I. L. I. T. H. Lilith. What kind of name is that? Whatever. So what are you doing here, Lilith? H-I-M. Him. Who? My little brother? What do you mean? I-W-A-N-T-H-I-M. Do you want my little brother? What? I don't understand. What do you want to do with him? F. U. C. K. What the fuck? That's fucking weird. Like, why are you making jokes like this? Dude, stop bullshitting me. You're a fucking pervert, and you best believe I'm gonna tell our parents about this. Okay, maybe I won't. Because they did tell us we're not allowed to use the Ouija board. But, just know that you're a pervert. Wait. What the fuck? The pointer, it's moving on its own. But how? Okay. This is really fucking creepy. Are you using some kind of magnets or something to scare me? No? You swear? It's just moving from left to right. But I don't understand. So this is, like, real? Are we really contacting with a demon right now? Are you kidding me? What the actual fuck? Oh god, it's saying something again. I. W. A. N. T. I want. T. H. E. The B O Y. Okay, wow. Relax, girl, alright? You can't have my brother, okay? Can we switch topics or something? Ugh, the point to move to no. Damn, she must be really horny or something. Are you horny? Look, she said yes. Oh, this is so weird. I didn't even know demons would think about sex, too. I mean, yeah, I didn't believe in demons until now, but still, I wouldn't expect such a creature to, you know, feel the need to get laid. Hey, Lilith, can you tell us how old you are? Aww, she said no. Why? Are you a shy demon? Don't be shy. You can tell us. We won't tell anyone. But in all seriousness, I'm just hoping you're, like, a teenage demon, or, you know, just not a creepy super old demon who's interested in my little brother, because that would be fucked up. No. What do you mean you're not a teenager? What the fuck? And you wanna fuck him? Eh, shit. Yeah, I don't know what to think about this, little bro. This demon is being, like, really creepy. Apparently she wants to, like, touch you and stuff. I mean, just like I am right now, but more intimate. I don't even know why I'm saying it like that. You know what sex is. You're not a child. So, yeah. She apparently wants to have sex with you. How do you feel about that, little bro? Oh shit, wait, she's saying something again. S T O P. Stop. Stop what? T O U C H. Touch. Stop touch. H I M. What? Stop touching him. But why? M I N E. Yours? No, he's not. He's my little brother, not yours. Yes? Yes, what? You really think he's, like, your property or something? What the fu- She said yes again. Okay, listen here, bitch. I don't know who told you that my little brother was yours, but he's not, aight? He's mine. And she said no. Okay, listen. I think we're gonna cancel this session. Goodbye. Okay. What the hell? She doesn't let me move the pointer. Why are you doing this? We're not looking for trouble. She's spelling something out again. G I V E. Okay, give. M E. Give me. T H E. Give me the. B O Y. Give me the boy. No, you can't have him, and you need to go away, like right now. Oh my god, she's still talking. S T F U. STFU, are you telling me to shut the fuck up? You shut the fuck up. Who the fuck do you think you are? No, little brother, I'm not gonna calm down. This bitch thinks I'm scared of her or something. Oh, come on, what can she do? Old demon, old succubus face ass. We can't even see her. She can't do shit. Hell nah, I'm not scared of this. Watch this. Hey, Mrs. Demon. Or should I say, bitchman? I bet you won't do shit. Even if I call you a slutman, or shitman, creepman, fuckman. What the fuck are you gonna do, huh? Sucky bitch. I'm talking to you. Hello? I'm so stupid. Funny, isn't it, little brother? That's just one of many and much more worse things I can do to your big sister. If only I wanted to. Simply entering her body and making her laugh like an idiot is light work for me. I could kill her with just one finger snap. But I won't. Even though she pissed me off and hugely disrespected me. Only because I know you care about her. I won't hurt her. Yes. It's me, Lilith. Hold on. No, don't be scared. I won't hurt you. I promise. Yeah, I'm a demon. But not just any random demon. I'm mother of all succubi. the most beautiful creatures to ever exist. I am the sexual goddess. And there's no one who comes even close to the level I'm at when it comes to bed skills. And there's no fetish that would disgust me. There's no kink I wouldn't accept. There's no dick size that I would shame, small or big. I like them all. There's absolutely nothing I wouldn't do to satisfy a human, demon, or whatever other creature of any gender. I could be a submissive slut, or I can be a dominant bitch. Preferably both, though, because it makes things all the much better. And of course, I'm the most beautiful out of all the succubi. I wish I could show you my real me. But for that, I'm afraid you would need to leave this pathetic world first, and then enter my place. In hell. And I don't think you would want that at all. What's that? You're curious what a powerful demon like me is doing in your house? I thought I already explained it. I'm here because of you, my little human. I've actually been here for a long time now. That's right. I've been watching you day and night. Sometimes I would sit on your lap and pretend that we're cuddling. I wish you could have heard me purr into your ear every time I did it. Why you? Because I've never seen a boy as cute as you. You're literally so perfect. It's almost too hard to believe that you're just a human. And the smell of your innocence is so strong. So intoxicating. There's no doubt that you're a virgin. The thought of stealing your innocence drives me wild. It's honestly really hard to keep myself from jumping on top of you right now, pinning you down and just violently raping the shit out of you. Especially now that I've got control over your sister's body, and I can comfortably move in this world. But there's just something about you. Something about you that makes me want to be nice to you. To be gentle with you. You're just so young and yet so sexy. You're so hot. What's that? Oh, I'm licking my lips? Really? I didn't even notice. Don't worry. As tasty as you look. I'm not really thinking about eating you. Not in the way you think of, anyways. I'm just hungry for your cum and that delicious, delicious, innocent soul of yours. I want to devour every piece of it. Will you let me? Oh, why not? You don't need your soul for anything. You can keep on living. You won't even know it's not there. Alright. Maybe we can talk about it a little later then. As for now, what do you say we get to know each other a little better? I mean, more like get closer to each other. Like this. Hey, don't be nervous. It's just my hand. Just softly caressing your cheek. You have such great skin. I can feel the warmth of your body running through my hand. Demons aren't like that. Their skin is mostly sharp and rather cold. I want to taste those lips. Will you let me? Can I kiss you? I know you've never done it before, but I can teach you. Oh, come on. So what if I'm using your big sister's body to do this? It's not like you're kissing her. You're kissing me. Through her. Please. I've been so nice to you. You will let me? Really? Just for a second. That's all I need. Give me a cutie. Closer. Delicious mouth. Enough? I don't think so, little one. And who said Lilith ever keeps her word? You're mine now. Did you really think I would be gentle with you? You should never, ever trust a demon, a succubus especially. Because when you do, you end up pinned down to the bed. Just like this. Oh, you're so weak. Don't even try to push me off of you. I could accidentally break those beautiful wrists of yours if you do something stupid. And I don't think you would want that. So be a good boy. And don't struggle. It'll make things easier. All I needed was one kiss from you. For you to become mine. Forever. And it had to be a kiss you yourself approved. I simply tricked you, baby. Now I can do whatever I want with you. Fuck. That's how you know I'm really horny. When I can't keep my tongue in my mouth and just lick your whole face with it. Your skin has a salty, but also sweet taste in a way. You would be a great meal for my anacondas in hell. Oh, stop crying. I'm just joking. I'm not that cruel. Plus, I actually do like you. A lot. And I don't really have a reason to hurt you either. All I need and want is your body. I mean, of course, it would be nice if you also wanted me and liked me. But I can't have everything now, can I? That's why I have to satisfy myself with the rape. Stop fighting and just let me do my thing. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get rid of all of these clothes. I'm gonna rip everything off of you. Stop struggling. Look, your dick is out. Your shirt got ripped to pieces. It's happening, alright? Accept it, little one. You'll lose your virginity today. And I don't care if you feel weird about entering your big sister's pussy and seeing her naked. I'm gonna get off of you and undress myself now. If you know what's good for you, you're gonna lay still and wait for me to get on top of you again. As much as I don't like your sister, I must admit, her body is pretty good. Very nice shape, and oh lord, all these curves. Decent tit size. Her ass is on point too. Don't you think? Of course, none of this is compared to my real body. Not even close. But it's still nice to look at your sisters. You know what? I think I may take this mirror to my place. We don't have such things in hell. And I always kind of wanted one. To be able to look at my own beauty while I'm sitting on my throne. Yeah, I'm definitely taking it to my place. There we go. Your mirror is now somewhere near my throne, probably. You guys will have to get a new one. Sorry. Alright, enough of the secondary bullshit. I wanna fuck you already. Let me get on top of you again. Yeah. Just like this. I'll keep your hands next to your ears. Like that. And now I'll put that beautiful cock of yours inside me. Finally. Finally fucking you. Oh, I'm gonna ride you so fucking hard, baby. How does your big sister's pussy feel, huh, little brother? Aw, you don't like it when I act like her when I'm fucking you? Too bad. I don't care. This is what you get for fucking with the Ouija board and trying to talk to ghosts and shit. In fact, you know what I'm gonna do now? Ugh, I'm gonna make you come inside of your big sister's pussy. Deep too. She might even get pregnant. Let this be a punishment for both of you. Ah. Do it. Come deep inside of your big sister's pussy. I'm gonna count to three. And then I'm gonna fully slide down on your cock. And you better shoot all of that load deep into that pussy. One. Two. Three. Oh, fuck yeah. Good job. Good boy. You gave me quite a huge and quite a creamy load. And that's exactly what I needed. Now your soul and virginity is all mine, which means when you die, you'll be with me. You'll become one of my dogs. I'll use you for sex and lots of other things. Since I've had my fun, and you weren't really causing any trouble, I suppose I can leave your sister's body now and bring her back to you. Don't use the Ouija board ever again, because otherwise, you may summon something else, or even one of my succubi daughters, who won't be as friendly as me. And may actually want to harm you. Got it? Got it? Good. See you in hell, little one. Little brother? What happened? Why are you naked? Why am I naked? What? The demon from the Ouija board used my body to rape you? Oh god, no, are you serious? Shh. Come here, give me a hug. It's all over. It's all our big sister's here. Oh, I'm so sorry this happened, little bro. I didn't know the demon would do such a thing. And I provoked her. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Shh. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.